This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
This is the podcast making public transit taking, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, son of a gun, Tim the Nerd, welcoming you to a very special episode of Friends Talking Nerdy, part of the Deluxe Edition Network. Head to deluxeeditionnetwork.com to find out about all the lovely shows on the den. And seated next to me, looking ravishing, looking elegant in a beautiful dress, we have the most electrifying professor in podcasting today, and my prom partner tonight, Professor Aubrey. How you doing?
I'm so good, Tim. We're going to the prom.
Yes, we are actually getting out of the house on a Saturday night, which is kind of rare for us.
Yes.
Yeah, so we are going out to a local place in town that is having an 80s-themed prom.
Yeah, and you don't have to be in high school to go.
Thankfully, yeah.
It's for adults. It's 21 and over. And we qualify for that.
Yeah, many times over.
But, we're highly qualified for that.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, we're going to record some of our thoughts before, during, and after the process here for you folks. We're not going to take much of your time this particular week, so we will not be delving into other topics like we normally do. But the prom.
Yeah.
Did you go to your prom?
I did go to my prom. I went kind of at the last minute.
At least someone here did.
You didn't go to yours?
No.
Do you remember what the theme was or anything about it?
No.
Yeah, me neither. And I actually went to it.
Yeah, like who remembers that stuff? I mean, like Marty McFly's mom, you know, talking about the Enchantment Under the Sea dance. I don't think anybody really did that.
Yeah, I don't either. One thing that's funny is to think about going to the prom now with the person you were would go to the prom with back then.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, luckily I didn't have anybody, so there we go.
Well, no, I mean, like, who you were attracted to, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, that wouldn't work. Let's put it that way.
It's just fun to think about.
Yeah, but yeah, I didn't go to mine. It just ambivalence. I didn't really care. I did. There was one young lady at the time I had interest in that I did ask, but it was last minute. And two, she was just being nice to me. I'd actually written and produced my own play in high school. Uh-huh. And she was someone that I had along and had a big crush on her and all that. She didn't want to have her prom experience. I was a senior and she was a sophomore. Yeah. So I think she wanted it to be one with someone that she was actually attracted to, but two, with, you know, just not her sophomore year.
Yeah.
So.
Sophomore, you were a senior?
Yeah.
She was a sophomore.
Yep. She was a youngin'.
Yep. That's a big age difference.
A big age difference. I mean, yeah.
Well, that's what you say about us all the time.
Well, yeah. Joking, of course.
2 years, same difference.
Yeah, so the prom was never that important to you back in the day? You just ended up slipping?
I was, like, angry about the prom. Like, I actively didn't like the prom.
Why was that?
It was all normie and socially... it was for people who wanted to all be the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they wanted to, like, belong to the country club and send their kids to private schools. And
we call them Republicans now.
Right? Yeah. So I thought, I don't want to go to a party with those people. But ultimately, I did.
You succumbed to peer pressure, or was there a fella that really caught your interest?
Well, I did just meet a new person and started dating him. And I was like, sure, I'd go to the prom with him.
Mm.
That'd be fun. So that's what we ended up doing.
Yeah.
We were in the prom for maybe 15 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
So you go in, you get your picture taken, you leave. You go to the prom after party.
That's where the real fun begins.
That's where the real fun happens.
Yeah, I didn't get invited to that. The only dance I went to really was in ninth grade.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I went because I guess it was one of those deals like the train to Maine. It's like I got to experience it. So I experienced it, and it was awkward as all hell. I did ask one young lady to dance that particular day, and she said yes, but she also didn't have any interest in doing it. So it's just like, why, you know? And it was also that awkward deal to where I had to put my hands on the side of her hip. She put her hands like on top of my shoulders and all that. And we were dancing, but just no small talk whatsoever. I don't even know why she said yes to wanting
dancing
to dance.
With you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't either, because it doesn't sound like she should have.
She wasn't like having fun or anything. And I don't get that. Like, yeah, I just didn't get the idea of, you know, saying, sure, let's dance, if there was not going to be any sort of incidence of small talk. Well, did you ask questions, Sim? I was too scared. She was probably too scared, too, for all I know. I mean, but...
Exactly.
Yeah, just I just remember the look on her face, though, when I asked. It was just like... The look on her face was just like, there's nobody else here. Might as well do something instead of sitting on this bench.
Well, you were better than a bench. Not everybody can say that.
I guess. I'm one hell of a good bench. But this place is going to be at one of the McMenamins?
Yeah, the McMenamins Mission Theater in Northwest.
I've never been there.
I have been there a long, long time ago, but it's been 20 years, I'd say.
Hmm. Yeah, and it sounds like they have a special DJ and stuff like that, and all 80s music throughout, so I'm sure it's going to be a lot of whiny British guys complaining.
Yeah, you think it'll be gothy 80s, or you think it's going to be pop? Michael Jackson.
I think we'll have, like, Tears for Fears playing at least once. No, everybody wants to rule the world.
Right.
I mean, it'll be the standard songs. I don't think they're going to, you know, break out into like some obscure Morrissey track or something like that. But who do I know? What do I know? Maybe they will play Cemetery Gates.
Oh, Cemetery Gates.
Yeah. I threw you for a loop. You're like, whoa.
I was not ready for that reference.
Yeah. Hey, Tim. Look at that. Score one for the bald guy. All right. Anything you were looking forward to tonight?
I am looking forward to seeing what everybody else is wearing, to hearing what kind of music they play, and to dancing.
Yes, and we're going to be taking our lovely flowers with us.
That's right.
Yes.
We have beautiful flowers. We went to the local florist, or the florist closest to us, which turns out to be a super fancy florist, unfortunately. So we went in, the fancy florist that also has frozen custard.
Yeah.
And you can get coffee there. But really, it's a flower store. It's very interesting. So we went in there, and it was beautiful work. So I was like, can we get a boutonniere and a corsage? And of course, they were like, of course you can. And they asked what we wanted. And I just sort of said, well, we're going to the 80s prom and want it to be kind of gothy and dark.
Yeah, when I picked up the flowers today, the lady in question was the same one from last week. And she goes, ooh, 80s prom? And I'm like, yeah, give me the flowers. I got to go.
Well, she's very nice. I talked to her on the phone when I called to tell her that you would be coming. And when I started asking the question, I was like, this is the dumbest thing ever. It's already paid for. Why does she care who comes to get it? And like anybody else is going to walk in and say, I'm here for Aubrey's flowers.
I'm always better safe than sorry. I mean, especially with a purchase thing like that. I think back though to like this instance where my ex-wife brought her wedding ring in to be cleaned at a jeweler at a mall that I worked at, the first Apple store I worked at in Sacramento, and I went to pick it up, but then the guy started giving me crap because like I didn't have the sheet of paper that my ex-wife was apparently given, and it's just like, this is my last name too, because it had my ex-wife's last name on it, and I was able to show my ID and all that, and he started giving me crap, and finally he relented to give it up to me, but then my credit card didn't have enough cash on it, so that whole experience, I get burned easy apparently.
Yeah,
annoyed easy too, and just overcautious anyway, but they are beautiful flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never had a boutonniere before, and I got to be careful of my left nipple.
That's right. You've got some pokey pins going on there.
Yes, I do. So what we are going to do here, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to switch over to our next segment to where you will hear us enjoying the prom. Anything else you want to say?
No, not at all. I'm just excited to get to the prom.
All right, let's go to prom.
Let's go.
Are you tired of seeing the world through a whitewashed or Eurocentric lens? Do you want to learn how to view the world from a more Black point of view? Then check out Afrocentric, the podcast that explores the importance of an Afrocentric gaze while navigating white spaces. Hosted by me, Morgan Gray. Each episode features thought-provoking conversations on Black culture, Black perspectives, as well as the Black experience. Because here, we understand that Black lives are not a monolithic experience, and there is more than one way to view it. Our goal is always to advocate, discuss, and inform Black Americans about the importance of evolving past their perspectives through an Afrocentric lens. Subscribe to Afrocentric today on your favorite podcast platform and join the conversation on social media using hashtag Afrocentric. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
All right, we are on Gleason Street outside underneath the covering by the Mudbay store next door to Mission Theater. And we've experienced a little bit of 80s prom.
We have. We've been 80s-ing it out in the 80s prom.
Yes, the show turns out so far, I guess, to just be a local band that's playing 80s music.
Yeah, they're doing a really good job.
Yeah, the guitarist himself kind of looks familiar. Like, he's probably just a local guy, but for some reason I keep thinking of Billy Idol's guitar player, Steven Stevens.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like, some people, like, if it turns out to be him, and I don't think it is, but let's just say it is him, maybe there are some people who would be sarcastic and be like, oh, he's playing a small place, but again, at the end of the day, I would rather be paid money for a small little artistic endeavor than working retail.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No question.
Yeah, but he had an awesome jacket.
Yes.
I could not rock that jacket.
Yeah, it was a good jacket.
Yeah, but yeah, so far, so good. Quite packed. Quite packed.
It's quite packed, yeah. I didn't expect it to be so packed, but I guess 80s prom sounds good to people.
Yes, lots of
people our age.
People our age, yeah, with 401ks and all that stuff in there. We're going to pretend we're kids again, you know. But my sciatic is acting up all of it.
Yes, pretty much. That's what it's like in there.
Yes, yes, bunch of people. But yeah, anyway.
We're just here because it's the prom.
That's right. Like, I never went, so, you know, having a beautiful partner to go to the prom with is definitely, definitely quite the perk, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, quite the perk.
But it is a little drizzly out, too.
It is a little drizzly out. And boy, you know, Portland has just grown up so much since I moved here. Like, all of Northwest basically has been built since I moved here. That was all just wasteland.
And tumbleweeds.
It was polluted old warehouses.
Oh, man. But like anything, they gotta shine it up real nice, kick the poor people out, and, you know, have expensive housing, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And all that, housing. All those office buildings too, like, you know, like we're coming to a crisis in the country. Like the pandemic showed that a lot of work that is done in this country doesn't need to be done at a big office building, but that's going to put a lot of office buildings without many tenants, which is interesting if you think about it, because like if a lot of companies start adopting that, like what does that make big towns look like? Because if those buildings are no longer needed, you know, I mean, like, what do you do? Tear them down? And ideally, yeah, you would tear them down. But then again, that's at least a 2, 3, maybe 4 year project to get it torn down and get something built up that would be compatible with city living. But, you know, the type of stuff you talk about in prom.
Right? Yeah, right. You solve all the world's problems at prom.
I know, right?
You're supposed to mostly be interested in trying to kiss me.
Well, I've done plenty of that. And we'll do more by the time we're done. But any other thoughts about the experience so far?
No, I'm enjoying it. It's fun.
Well, that is good. Anything prom-wise you want to relay to our friends at home?
You know, people look like they're dressed up for prom. There's some Madonnas in there. There's some, you know, Cyndi Laupers. It's like, you know, a whole thing. And there's lots of really excited men.
Yeah, there was one bald guy with like a beard and he looked like an accountant, but like he was like grinding up on his female friend, like one of the dogs mounting. Come here.
That sounds so weird.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't tell you about that the other day. Like we had evals at work and like one dog was like looking out the window into the boarding room where the evals happened. And then another dog came like right behind it. And in the most disgusting way, just like you could almost hear the dog. If the dog could make a human vocalization, it would be, ooh. Anyway, that's what happened. But I think that kind of correlates to prom. Lots of guys at prom are doing that ooh type of move on their lady friends if they can, you know? So yeah, how about we put it on pause here, kick it to another break, and then maybe I'll get my chance to go, ooh.
Maybe.
Right. So hang tight, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey, Tim, before we get to our main event, would you like a cup of coffee?
Always. I live on that stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah. How do I get through the day otherwise? Caffeine, man.
Caffeine is the way. Yeah. I agree. You've got to have caffeine in order to make it through the day. That is for sure. So I have this new coffee I would love for you to try because I absolutely adore it. And you know, I have really good tasting coffee.
You most definitely do, folks.
Yeah. So I have this new coffee from Coffee Brothers Coffee, Coffee Bros. And they are a small roaster in New York City that's run by two brothers, which is why they call themselves Coffee Bro.
Imagine that.
I know, right? Yeah. And they have this really great website that sells coffee that they make there in New York City, or they roast there. Sorry, they don't make it there. Obviously, they grow it in places where coffee grows.
Yeah, I don't think the South Bronx is a good place for coffee.
No.
In terms of growing coffee.
No, I think you have to be much closer to the equator.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, here, give it a try. What do you think?
Nom, 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 nom. So good, folks. So good. This is something I recommend we all try.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, it's an award-winning coffee, and it's got really great blends, espresso roasts, and single-origin coffees, which are all small batch roasted, you guys, in New York City. And we're in Portland, as you know, the home of amazing coffee. But for my coffee at home, I'm going to go for Coffee Bros.
And a reason I would go to Coffee Bros myself is because I love a good discount.
Oh my God. Yes, you do, Mr. Frugal.
Yes, if you go to their website, which you can go to our show description, and it will have a link there that will take you directly to their site, coffeebros.com.
if you purchase purchase some coffee from their website, and at the when it prompts you to put in the promo code, you put in FTN10, you're going to save 10% off of your order.
Wow, that's awesome.
It definitely is.
I hope everybody takes advantage of this wonderful opportunity to get 10% off this fabulous coffee.
I hope so too. Again, people, coffeebros.com. You can find the link in our show description, and at checkout, in the promo code area, put in FTN10. Let's drink some coffee, baby.
Okay.
All right. Prom is over, everybody. The band ended up playing their last song at a rather early time.
They did.
Yeah. I mean, there possibly could have been other entertainment, but it just seemed like it was set up there for an actual band to play.
Yeah, definitely. It was either another band was going to come on or not. But so I was unsure. So I thought, well, I'll just get a drink at the bar, a soda, and contemplate. And the bar was closed. So I was like, oh, I guess it's over if they're not selling drinks anymore.
Yeah, Portland is kind of weird that way. It seems like at least in a downtown area after like 8 or 9 o'clock, like it like becomes a ghost town.
Yeah, well, if they would have events that last longer.
Then people would stay, yeah. But we are finally making our way back to the Friends Talking Nerdy Studios. This has been a great time tonight. Not only spending time with you, but also giving our new microphones a workout.
Yes, new microphone fun.
Yeah. Oh, I remember this neighbor. some of the early episodes of Friends Talking Nerdy were recorded in this neighborhood.
Really?
Yes. A former co-worker that was on the show lived out here.
Sterling?
Yeah. But anyway, what are your thoughts about the band?
Thoughts about the band. I thought the band was great. I think they all could play their instruments well. The singer was a good singer. So I thought it was great.
Yeah, the guitar player, I do not believe, was Steven Stevens, the Billy Idol's guitar player or anything like that, even though he had the fashionable gray hair that made him look like some sort of an 80s rock star or something like that. 80s rock star in 2024, that is. But they were good. The reason I say they were good is that they were not trying to pretend that they were the actual bands whose songs they were playing. They were just musicians that loved those songs and played them, if that makes sense. Because I've seen some cover bands, you know, try to, I mean, it's like, it seemed like they act like they're the actual band themselves, and it's just like, you're not. You know what I mean? Was it just bad bands that I saw?
No, I totally know what you mean. I want to know why there are all these school buses here.
Yeah, we are on our way back home. It is going by another one of the local theaters in town here that I've not been to, the Crystal Ballroom, kind of a legendary place.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a prom or something, because we see way too young girls with way too little clothing on.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe they're having a real prom or something like that at the Crystal Ballroom. But
well, it's possible.
Yeah. But there are plenty of interesting clubs here, including some clubs that are no longer here. Like, there was one that we're going to go into a little bit that we have already gone into with our Seattle episode. By the time this gets released, it will be afterwards, I believe, so we can talk about it. But Satyricon.
Oh, yeah, Satyricon.
Yeah, Satyricon was a local club here in Portland. It's no longer there. I guess they tore the building down. Something else is up in its place. But apparently that is the club in Portland where Kurt Cobain met Courtney Love.
Wow.
Yeah, opposites attract indeed. But you had mentioned you'd actually been there.
Well, I'd been to the building.
Ah.
The building was still erected when I lived here. And it had a different bar in it where I saw a show once, but it wasn't Satyricon at the time.
Ah, okay. Yeah, because I did read up on Satyricon, and I guess for a while in the early 2000s it did close, and then it reopened up as like an all ages bar.
Yeah, that must be what it was when I went to it.
Yeah, so the griminess was gone. Apparently, this was, in the neighborhood it's in, it was the Old Town neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, so isn't that one that's like remodeled now, or is that one that's still pretty dirty by where Saturday Market is?
Yeah, it's still pretty pretty sketch. There's lots of stuff down there. Like, there's lots of businesses and offices and, you know, there's nice stuff there, but there's also, like, a lot of...
Drugs.
Drugs, honestly.
Yeah,
a lot of fentanyl use.
Yeah, I mean, we make no secret that we support legalization and or decriminalization of drugs, but there has to be some sort of, similar to alcohol, like, I don't think people should be necessarily buying it outside or also using it outside. I think that it is inappropriate. What do you think?
You think people drinking outside is inappropriate?
Yeah.
Why?
If somebody getting drunk and walking around with a whiskey bottle, like, yeah, I don't think you should do that.
Well, I mean, I don't think you should do it, but that doesn't mean I think you shouldn't have the freedom to do it.
I mean, what is freedom, right? I mean, there's give and take with everything, but that's a different story for a different day. Well, that's a more serious topic, but anyway. Overall, had a very solid night. The Mission Theater, great place in town. I don't know its history myself, but it seems like the type of place that has been there for years and probably one of those buildings in town that if these walls could talk, as the old saying goes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, the number of...
I bet it was like a CD theater at some point, you know, naked theater.
Yeah, it's a speakeasy, see? We have the chairs here with the reefer in the back. Yeah. Or maybe some bands that are huge now, maybe, you know, toured there when they were smaller or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the beauty of seeing bands in places like that compared to, like, stadiums or arenas, because it's definitely more intimate and it's more conducive to actually enjoying the music.
Yeah.
Anyway, any more thoughts on Prom?
Prom was the best. Thank you so much for suggesting that we go to it.
And thank you for the flowers.
Yes, thank you for the flowers.
Yes, and thank you for the prom.
Yes. And
thank you all for listening for the most electrifying professor in podcasting today. Each Monday, we'll have something in this podcast space to entertain your ear holes until we meet again. We bid you adieu. Le prom, people. Le prom.
Subscribe to Friends Talking Nerdy
on YouTube Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Goodbye, darling.